It's a game day Monday here on the Monday Morning Joe podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz from JoeBucksFan.com, and Monday Morning Joe is presented by Lakeland Automall Ford and Hyundai and Discount Garage Doors. Hey, $500 Amazon gift card for anybody who buys a Lakeland Ford new vehicle this month. All you got to do is mention Joe Bucks Fan. No gimmick, no games, no nothing. Lakeland Ford, go to their website. You can see all the rock bottom prices that are always on the website. And if you buy a new Ford, and there's tremendous incentives this month, and as always, the nationwide lifetime warranty, you get an additional $500 Amazon gift card just for mentioning Joe Bucks Fan. The end of the year is here. It's truly a great time to buy your next vehicle from Lakeland Automall, Ford, and Hyundai. You can actually save up to $12,000 off your new vehicle, plus interest rates are at an all-time low, and most vehicles come with 0% APR for 6 years. Add it all up. Now is the time to do it. Lakeland Automall, Ford, and Hyundai. Don't forget to look for my friend, manager, Sean Sullivan at Lakeland Ford. Definitely reach out to him. Great guy. He'll talk to you about the Bucks, but more importantly, he will take the best possible care of you at Lakeland Ford. And DGDoors.com. DGDoors.com. That's Discount Garage Doors. Remember the name, Discount Garage Doors. Give them a call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. 866-420-DOOR. 866-420-DOOR. Absolutely free. Same day service call. Obviously, if they can do it on the same day, don't call them at 5 o'clock and expect them there at six, but same day free service call. You're going to get a diagnosis. They'll tell you everything you need to know. If you need new doors, they have a great selection. This is a fantastic local company. Been doing it since the start of this century. And remember the name, Discount Garage Doors. You're going to save a lot of money using them. You'll be supporting a great local business. They cover 18 counties throughout Florida, Orlando area, where we have many listeners, Tampa Bay. Check them out, dgdoors.com, and use your Joe Bucks Fan code for 10% off there. All right, it's game day. What does that mean? We got Monday Night Football. Are we going to get Monday Night Football next year? Probably not, because you got to win or be interesting to be on Monday Night Football. So savor this, Bucks fans. We did not have a home Monday Night game last year. It just doesn't happen as often as it should around these parts. So the game is sold out. There's not going to be a ton of Atlanta fans in the house. Definitely enjoy this one. It's John Gruden night. Whether you like John Gruden or not as the Buccaneers' next head coach, if you're in that camp, still, it doesn't matter. Respect what the guy did. He put a winner, a Super Bowl champion on the field, and we know how hard that is, really. It's just the bottom line. It is hard to do, and Gruden pulled it off in grand fashion with all the pressure in the world on him. After the team traded first and second round draft picks, multiple picks to get him. So a special night. It should be fun. I wish they gave them more time. 3 minutes. 3 minutes is all John Gruden gets to make a speech. It's like, come on, man. I'm not expecting the Hall of Fame and these speeches that drone on, but 3 minutes? I don't know. I think they got to find some sort of way to give the guy a little bit more time. Not necessarily tonight, but in the future for any of these ceremonies, or do it at a different time. I don't know. Maybe you do it before the game. Halftime's nice, but 3 minutes? Come on. Come on. That's not even enough. How great would it be if Chucky ran a lap around the field? I mean, that would take him at least a minute, probably two. Let him do a lap around the field and cheer with the fans or something. You know, I just wish he had more time to celebrate what this night is all about. Was I the biggest John Gruden fan at the end of his tenure? No. No, not at all, but respect what the guy did. That's what tonight is about, and savor it. Now, as far as Monday Night Football games, well, that's a different story. The Bucks might be interesting next year, depending on their head coach, based on the networks who pick those games. They cherry-pick the Monday Night games. Or they might be interesting next year based on a strong finish to this year. 7-9 is much more likely to get you on Monday Night Football than 4-12. Not that I think the Bucks are going 7-9, but you know, there's some stuff at stake here, and it'll be interesting to see how this game proceeds. It also helps to get on Monday Night Football if there's no fear of your quarterback getting suspended for allegedly groping an Uber driver who was female in the middle of the night in Arizona. So that might affect the networks as well. I don't expect the Bucks to get any kind of early season Monday Night Football game next year for just that reason. So that's another thing to think about. But hopefully Jameis didn't do anything, but the threat of it when they make the schedule in April, if it's not settled by then, or if it is settled, could deter any national appearances by the Bucs. The league doesn't like to showcase missing quarterbacks because of sexual related allegations. Now, tonight's game, we could talk about the football game. We could talk about the fact the Bucs could have a new coach in 2 weeks, or at least be on a coaching search. They could have a new general manager. There could be a lot going on here. We're 2 weeks away from answers. And as Ira Kaufman, Hall of Fame voter and columnist on JoeBucksFan.com, as you guys all know Ira, I would assume, as Ira says, you know, just because there might be silence from the Glazers in 2 weeks doesn't mean anybody's safe. Doesn't mean Dirk Cutter's safe just because he's got a job a few days after the season. Same for Jason Light. The Glazers operate that way. They fired Gruden weeks after the season ended the first time around, and you never know who's operating where or what. The Glazers aren't ones to act swiftly necessarily or early, and there could be a lot at play. Now, I wrote on JoeBucksFan.com today about Marvin Lewis. Now, I know many of you already have pushed Dirk Cutter 1 foot out the door. That's great. I'm not telling you how to think as a fan. I'm not ready to kick Dirk Cutter out the door. I will be 100% if he loses the final six games of this season. I think that's too much to overcome, and it's too and would be too indicative of a problem. And he's got a big task ahead of him. The Falcons coming in here desperate tonight. Good football team, defending NFC champs. They're in line for the playoffs if they play good football to close it out. And who do the Bucs have next? Short week. They go to Carolina on Christmas Eve. Man, that's a brutal spot for the 10-4 Panthers, where the Bucs, man, if they're looking at a Christmas Eve rollover, they could lose that game 35-3 in a heartbeat. I hope it doesn't happen, but that's a tough, very tough spot. And then they close at home against New Orleans, who is probably going to need the game. And good. That's the best part about this schedule right here, is that we have three games to see if this team is ready to man up and finish a season strong the way, I'm going to say well-coached is not the best word, properly coached, just teams that are together, that's the way they finish. They finish playing hard. The Bucs don't have the talent on defense right now. No Gerald McCoy, no Lavonne David, and we've seen what it looks like when they are healthy this season. It's been bad, but they do have the horses on offense. They really do. And there's really no excuse for the Bucs to not put up 24 points on offense tonight. No excuse whatsoever. I don't want to hear it. I think they should even put up more. They finally should have a running game. If Dirk Cutter is of sound mind and body, we should be looking at Peyton Barber out there. They've run the ball pretty well 2 weeks in a row with Barber. All the weapons are healthy. Unless I'm missing something, they're all healthy. Jameis is healthy, even though he wouldn't talk about his shoulder last week, which is odd, but still, he's healthy. The shoulder isn't even on the injury report. No excuses. And they should put up points. If Dirk Cutter can't put up points as this season winds down, then I'm not sure what we're preserving here. Sure, you could talk about fixing the defense. You can talk till you're blue in the face about things that they could do on defensively and other issues. You got to put up points, Dirk. Third year as the offensive coordinator. The quarterback should be comfortable in the system. You've got a running back now. I'm not saying it's perfect on the O-line. I'm not saying you got the perfect offense, but there is no reason down the stretch here why the Bucs should not score points. And I expect to see that tonight. And if it doesn't happen tonight, there's your big old red flag to the owner's suite, if they haven't made their minds up already, that there's a serious problem that Dirk Cutter probably can't fix. I'm not looking for Dirk Cutter to fix the defense. Not now. But the offense, yeah. And you know what? They've moved the ball better. They've done some better things on offense. And damn it, they got to get out of this season putting at least one good, beastly offensive game together. I'd love to see Jameis put the team on his back and win this thing. It's not fair to say, but that's the NFL. That's what quarterbacks do. So tonight's game, there's a lot to play for. On the coaching front, I was saying that I wrote about this earlier. Marvin Lewis. Got to understand, I'm not lobbying for Marvin Lewis to be the next head coach of the Bucs. And I don't think for a second Marvin Lewis is going to be a defensive coordinator for anybody in the league. Not going to happen. Yes, he was the Ravens defensive coordinator back in the glory days of the Ravens defense, won a Super Bowl there. He's produced some great defenses, and he had a big hand in picking defensive talent in Cincinnati. And he's allegedly announced that he, you know, is telling people that he's going to walk away from the Bengals and he'd be interested in a front office role or a senior coaching advisory role, you know, something out of the norm for him, or, you know, possibly a head coaching gig somewhere. But I want to emphasize that he is very, very tight with Dirk Cutter. These guys are tight. I could give you countless examples, but just stuff I witnessed. I mean, I was at the owners' meetings, NFL owners' meetings in Arizona, and the league throws this huge bash for the owners, the coaches, and the media, and their families or whoever's there. And it's probably one of the most unique things in the NFL, because owners don't mingle very often with players. Excuse me, with coaches. They don't mingle. They don't have parties and mingle and stuff. So the owners are out. A whole sea of billionaires. You've got all the coaches together, which really only happens once a year, there and at the combine, where they're much more of a work environment at the combine than at the owners' meetings. And they let the media into this gala bash. And when I'm talking gala bash, I'm talking, you know, imagine the spread and the scene that would be appropriate of the NFL owners and their billionaire brides and their all their stuff that they do. So media gets to go to that if you not it's you know if you have an advanced credential and it's a you're a guest, you're not covering it, some fantastic shrimp and open bar and the whole shot. I mean, it's a very loose environment and a very odd environment because of the mixture of people there. And I was there last year with Ira Kaufman. Ira knows a lot of people, and I've been to it before. It's a lot of fun and a great networking opportunity on a lot of levels. What I can say is at that dinner last year, Dirk Cutter, it's not a dinner, excuse me, at that party, Dirk Cutter is sitting with his wife and Marvin Lewis's wife. They've just grabbed a table and they're sitting together. That's the seat that they chose. These guys are buddies. A couple of years ago, they were up at Idaho State where they met. Doing a golf outing and a charity weekend for football alumni. These guys are tight. Dirk Cutter has said he talks to Marvin Lewis. Lewis told him to throw deep a lot because defensive coordinators just hate that. And that's was one of the advice pieces of advice he gave to Cutter. These guys are tight. And I think Dirk Cutter, I know he's a proactive guy. I know he's a detail guy. I know he is calculating. And I think if Dirk Cutter feels any kind of stress here or is looking for solutions beyond this week, I wouldn't put it past him at all to have already talked to Marvin Lewis and have already talked to the Glazers, who I'm guessing he probably talks to once a week in a formal manner, maybe a weekly update. Maybe he has said, hey, Marvin's interested in coming here and working with me for a year, taking a year off from being a head coach and serving in an advisory role. Maybe. I don't know if that would interest Team Glazer or not, but we don't know where the Glazers' mindset is. We don't know how they view this team. They don't know if the brothers who are the official co-chairmen, Ed, Brian, and Joel, maybe they're as divided as Bucks fans are. I'd say maybe 2/3 of fans want Cutter out right now. But that's not everybody. And suppose the Glazers are 2/3. 2/3 of them want him out. So you don't know how to divide it up. And you have to keep that perspective as you think about this situation and agonize over it for the next 10 days. And when I say agonize, I'm really talking about myself, right? Because I'm a fan. You know, I cover the Bucks for JoeBucksFan.com. 10th season doing this. I've been in the media for many, many, many years. But I'm a Bucks fan. That's what Joe Bucks Fan is all about. So I'm agonizing. I want to know what the coach scene is going to be. I stay up in my bed like you do thinking, is Light staying, Cutter, Smith, who are they going to get? I'm looking at possible candidates. I'm wondering if the Bucks can pull some stuff together here and the offense can connect and click and dominate through the end of the season, maybe win a game or two and change the whole scope of this season. And a lot of people, they read JoeBucksFan.com and they think, oh man, these guys just want clicks and they're all about the clicks and you want this guy fired because he'll get more clicks and you know, fake news, all the stuff that people just spew out. They either hear it on talk radio somewhere else or on television news programs. Look, I'll tell you this about Joe Buck's fan. We very simply, and most people don't believe it, but you know, the regulars, if you've made it this far in the podcast, you care about Joe Buck's fan, you care about the Bucks. Even if you don't care about Joe Buck's fan that much, you care about how media operates in this town for your team. And maybe one day in the off season, I'll do a podcast on local media, which I've served in many capacities, spent years at the Tampa Tribune working in news as well as on the sports side. So anyway, forget about that. Look, at JoeBucksFan.com, we're not playing for clicks. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to believe that, but it's just not how it is. We started this as fans who wanted better coverage because we thought the coverage sucked and was boring and was stuck in the 19th century. The 20th century. So we, you know, Lee DeCamper and I, we just started banging away. He had a full-time job. I had a full-time job. We're just doing our thing to cover it our way, to write about what we thought was interesting, to bring it in a way that we liked. And nothing has ever changed. The website has not had a redesign. Nothing has changed whatsoever. Nothing. Because it works. People enjoy it, and we enjoy it. And maybe that'll change one day. Maybe we should get some more time off. That would be more enjoyable. Wasn't it great to just sit back and watch NFL football on a Sunday and just be a full NFL fan and not have to stress about the Bucks? That was great. What I'm talking about here is we're not looking for John Gruden to take over because it'll mean more clicks. You know, frankly, most people don't understand what drives internet traffic. Most people would be shocked by what actually is most read on the website. There are so many factors at play. And Lee and I decided a long time ago, we're just going to write about what we like, and that's it. And that's really the only formula. Things that we find are interesting, that's what we write about. We don't keep pounding Doug Martin because we think it gets more clicks. We keep pounding Doug Martin, and have in the past, because it was driving us nuts. And that's what we would be sitting around talking about in a bar. So this Cutter drama, this Gruden drama, you know, I don't know if Gruden is a good thing for Bucks or for the Bucks or not. It'll generate some excitement, but a lot of people are going to throw their hands up in the air if that's what happens and say, you know what? The Bucks now hiring their fifth head coach in, you know, whatever it is, 9 years. And that fifth head coach is the guy that they got rid of to begin with, whose relationships with players had deteriorated, who really wasn't a guy who had everybody in his camp on his team. And there were some things that were missing. Doesn't make him a bad coach, but he wasn't the perfect coach. Even if you listen to his old ex-players, it's they feel he had a lot to learn as a unifier when things went bad, and just in his relationships with players and with front office and whatnot. So I don't know how John Gruden has evolved. I don't know if he'd be a great coach for the Bucks or not. I certainly wouldn't be against if he was, but you know. We get it all the time, so I wanted to address, it's not about clicks or whatever. The Bucks are going to do what they do. Fans, the hardcore fans are here, and there's always something interesting going on. And you know what? On every website, football website across the United States, everyone that operates regularly, the big ones to the small ones, everyone that's pumping out content regularly will tell you the busiest time of year online for Bucks football, for in general, for the NFL, whatever, is free agency. Free agency represents hope, and hope triumphs over all. The fact that when the Team Glazer's wallet is going to open up and fans might get new players and you can buy fixes on the open market, that's the highest traffic time of the year on Joe Bucks Fan. So I don't know. I just wanted to get that out there. We're not sitting here playing for clicks and having meetings, figuring out what gets clicks. If we're not interested, we don't write about it, and that's it. The coaching change thing, though, it is on everybody's mind. It's what keeps me up at night, so I'm talking about it. I just hope that the Glazers give this a fair assessment, and if they do move on from Dirk Cutter, give the coaching search a fair assessment. Going for a splash is nice, but getting the best guy available is much nicer. Doug Peterson isn't exactly a name that had people dancing in the streets, but look at what's going on in Philly as far as fan excitement. In Jacksonville, yes, I said before the season many times on the Ira Kaufman podcast, look out for Doug Marrone as coach of the year, but I was in the minority on that. And look what's going on in Jacksonville. That town is captivated. They're in the playoffs. And that leads me to Blake Bortles, who is now in his fourth year. And look at Blake Bortles. How many people did you hear last year in this offseason saying, oh, Blake Bortles, bust, he's done. Tom Coughlin's never going to give him his fifth-year extension. And this guy is crap and blah, blah, blah. Well, what really happened? Bortles had a good second year under guess who? Noted quarterback whisperer who doesn't really get much credit for the guys he's brought to good heights and whose games he's helped progress, Greg Olsen. The guy who used to be here with Josh Freeman, he and Bortles had a heck of a season in his second year, and then everything tailed off last year. They were saying Bortles' mechanics were off and that he had some problems, whatever. Going into this season, everybody wrote him off. I didn't, but that's a different story. And here he is, 19 touchdowns, 8 picks. His team is 10-4. He's throwing at a 60% clip. He's basically having a good season, and he's on a roll. I mean, a lot of people want to write off Jameis. You know, I'm not trying to say Blake Bortles is Jameis, but you got to try to chill out a little bit. There are a lot of quarterbacks who people write off after 5 games. And it's just not cool. Jameis has a lot to prove. He's got to show it. But for the people who want to get rid of him after this season or think the Bucs should draft a quarterback, no. And as far as the draft goes, I wrote something today saying, hey, the Bucs, you know, things broke their way with Garoppolo winning his third straight, and the Bucs could end up with the fourth or fifth pick, depending on this how this all shakes out. I'm still rooting for the team. When the whistle blows, I'm rooting for the Bucs. We did a survey on Joe Bucs Fan this morning. A third of fans say they're rooting against the Bucs. The question was simple. Will you be rooting for the Bucs to lose tonight? Are you cheering for the Bucs to lose? And as of right now, 32% said, 32% said, yeah, I'm cheering for the Bucs to lose. They want a better draft pick, or they want Team Glazer to have an easy decision to fire Dirk Cutter. I just can't operate as a fan that way. The chase for Jameis was nice. They won. They got the final pick. I get what the Bucs did in the last game, but I still wanted to see him win. And right now, with 3 games to go against the division rivals, yeah, I'm not up for a rollover. Just not up for it. You know, if you're a good drafting team, you're going to draft well in the 6 position as well as in the 9 position or the 15 position. You're going to do right. You're not going to screw it up. And I understand there are quality players at different positions and different levels in the draft, but if you're good at drafting, a few slots is not going to make or break your team in the big picture, especially when you don't need a quarterback, and the Bucs have to proceed now like they do not need a quarterback. Although, as this investigation goes, I don't think it's the stupidest thing if they've got a good quarterback value, second or third round. I would pull the trigger because, look, you know, you got to cover yourself, and there's nothing wrong with an inexpensive backup instead of spending and developing a backup instead of spending $6, $8 million where you could probably use that somewhere else. As we saw this year, Ryan Fitzpatrick did a great job as a backup. But you know what? If you didn't have Ryan Fitzpatrick, so what? You could have saved a lot of money, used it somewhere else, and lost. If you lost those games, so what? A good backup is rare. Rare that it's going to make a significant difference. And most of the backups really aren't that great. But I get having a good backup too, because they can get you through in a playoff year. So going in circles, I don't want to ramble. I am fired up for tonight's game. I am fired up for a few things as well. One, all the subscribers to this podcast on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, thank you. Subscribe. It's easy. If you're on your iPhone, just hit podcasts and then you can search Monday Morning Joe or joebucksfan.com. And then you'll see the podcast there. And you click the subscribe button, you just get a little alert every time the new podcast posts. So we appreciate those who do that. And don't forget, NFL Photo Store. Use your Joe Bucs Fan code at NFL Photo Store. This is run by NFL.com. Pictures from around the league. You can order them as gifts. They're inexpensive, and you get the 25 off with your Joe Bucs Fan code. Use that or find the link at joebucksfan.com. And our folks at fanretreat.com, we thank them. The Cure Bowl went off, and they had great packages there. And you can get Bucks tickets for tonight's game on Fan Retreat instant download, very easy. Check them out. And appreciate you signing up for all of our podcasts as we roll through the NFL season tonight. I am so fired up to see Peyton Barber hopefully get a shot. If Dirk Koetter, man, if he starts Doug Martin, I don't even know what to say. Peyton Barber, welcome to the spotlight. You earned it. You earned John Gruden raving about you in the booth and about what you've brought to this running attack. Let it loose, young Matt. Excuse me. Excited to see it. I want to see who steps up on the big stage. Monday Night Football is still the big stage. It's still the big stage, and I want to see guys act like it's a big stage. If we see a rollover tonight, I'm going to put my hand through a wall because I'm so sick of seeing that. I want to see fight. If they lose, if they can't cover Julio Jones or they can't cover anybody and there's no pass rush, keep in mind the Falcons are number one in the league on third down, the best third down offense. If they lose 42-32, I'm okay with that. But you got to put up some points. You got to fight. You got to be in this game. No rollover. As far as I'm not somebody who cares about the reaction of the fans to Chucky, it'll be interesting to see how they chant and what they do with it. And if there's any sort of unified force to try to convince the Glazers to bring him back, I don't think it's going to be that crazy. You'll have a lot of casual fans out there who just don't care that much, although they might get behind a good chant. But just a generic Chucky chant, I don't know if that's going to move anybody or whatever, but we'll see. We'll see also what John Gruden's comments are before and after the game, if he's willing to drop a nugget here or there on the way he might be leaning toward returning to coaching. I don't look past that. Ira Kaufman was at Gruden's private party on Saturday. You can read his column. It's on Joe Buck's Fan Today. Ira walked away from that private party, and trust me, Ira talked to everybody there, had a beet salad, had some wings and fries and beer with everybody in that place who made a difference, talking to them about the Hall of Fame and about Gruden and everything Bucks. That's how Ira is. He walked away believing Gruden is going to coach in the NFL this year. What team? Ira is not sure. And that's a whole nother story about what Gruden's desire might really be. Because you know what? I've said it before. This Bucks job, not very attractive. Not in this division. You don't want to come in on the bottom of a beastly division. It's hard to look good that way. And if you don't think John Gruden wants to be in the Hall of Fame, if you don't think he wants to be a Hall of Famer one day, you don't know John Gruden and don't understand what drives this guy. So I'm not so sure he wants to coach the Bucks. Again, that's another story. Hey, football tonight, enjoy it. We've only got three games left, and we'll be crying for a game come March, April, May, June, July. We're dying for games. So enjoy these games. I hope Chris Godwin steps up. I hope Mike Evans steps up. I hope Donovan Smith continues to play pretty solid football. I'd love to see him continue and finish out with a strong showing into his contract year. A lot of stuff to watch for, but hopefully we get entertained because that's really what it's all about. Nobody watches sports for any other reason other than be entertained, to get an escape, and unless you're working and you don't, but this isn't work for me. So I'm just watching to have fun. And thanks for joining Monday Morning Joe. A little bit different, no game, but we got a game tonight. Enjoy it. Have a good one.